Depositions made public this week continue to shed light on the inner workings of the Boston Archdiocese. Critics claim some of the transcripts prove that Cardinal Bernard Law's top aides, some of whom have moved on to other leadership positions around the country, acted to protect the identities of priests accused of sex abuse. One of those aides, John McCormick, became bishop in Manchester, New Hampshire in 1998. Now that Law has stepped down, protesters have turned their sights on McCormick. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
The protesters showed up in Manchester a couple of weeks ago. A group called Stop, or Speak Truth to Power, gathered outside St. Joseph's Cathedral before the 10:30 Mass.
Keep your children close!
Their signs used to call for Cardinal Law's resignation. Now they urge Bishop McCormick to step down. But many Manchester Catholics resent out-of-state demonstrators. A prim, grandmotherly woman rolled down her car window to tell the demonstrators to go back to Massachusetts. Other activists are taking a different approach. A group called the Survivors of Joseph Birmingham says McCormick knew about the priest who allegedly molested 70 boys at several suburban Boston parishes. McCormick and Birmingham graduated from the seminary together in 1960. McCormick rose to become a top administrator in the Boston Archdiocese, and in the early 90s, he fielded complaints about sexual misconduct. Gary Bergeron was one of Birmingham's victims.
You're looking at 70 men, one priest, that John McCormick could have stopped, and he didn't. We're not talking about the other priests that he's had his hand in. I'm not saying that I think he did it with malice. I'm not saying that I think he did it with intent to harm children. I'm saying he made a mistake. He should stand up and pay for that mistake.
Bishop McCormick declined to be interviewed, but a spokesman for the Manchester Diocese, Father Edward Arsenault, says McCormick is eager to help the survivors heal.
They're angry at what Bishop McCormick, they believe Bishop McCormick should have known. He wants to help them. He knew many of these men when they were young boys in the parish, and so he's as horrified by what Joseph Birmingham did as anyone.
But McCormick's opponents say his fingerprints are all over the cases of Boston's most notorious priests. McCormick was a licensed social worker until 1988, but he testified that he wasn't trained to recognize child sexual abuse. His critics say he violated Massachusetts' mandatory reporting law, which requires social workers to report suspected child abuse. McCormick maintains that people reported abuse to him as a priest, and he wasn't acting as a social worker. Attorney Bob Sherman represents many Boston victims.
He was trained to recognize suspected instances of child abuse, and for the bishop to have turned his back on a consistent pattern of abuse by priests and fail to recognize the harm that was befalling young children is, in my opinion, inexcusable.
But others say the Massachusetts law is unclear. McCormick's supporters say he should be judged on his reaction to the current crisis, not his past mistakes. Professor Ann Riggs teaches religious studies at Riviere College, a Catholic school in Nashua, New Hampshire.
The bishop has gone and talked to people, and I've seen him take the rough questions, and they have indicated a greater willingness to move toward a higher level of accountability and transparency. Those are the two buzzwords, right?
Last year, the Manchester Diocese narrowly avoided criminal indictment for violating New Hampshire's mandatory reporting law. It agreed to open extensive diocesan records to the public as part of a groundbreaking settlement. So in early February, the state attorney general will release 11,000 pages of interviews, medical records, and secret church documents. McCormick's critics predict that more details about what he did and didn't do in Boston will complete the picture of a man who covered up crimes and render him unable to lead New Hampshire's Catholics. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.